This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-storey flats for members of Parliament at Baba Kadak Singh Marg in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said 21st century India is eager for development as it is sensitive to its responsibilities. He said around 350 new MP houses have been built so far since 2014. He pointed out that despite the shortage of MP residences, not a single new housing unit was constructed for Lok Sabha MPs between 2004 and 2014. Mr. Modi said MPs from different states will live together in these houses, which symbolizes the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. The Prime Minister said the four towers are beautifully named after the great rivers of the country, Krishna, Godavari, Kosi and Hooghly, which gave life to crores of people.
आज मेरे आपसे कुछ आग्रह भी है. यहाँ देश के अलग अलग राज्यों और क्षेत्रों के सांसद एक साथ रहेंगे. आपकी उपस्थिति यहाँ एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत का प्रतीक बनेगी. हर प्रांत के पर्व त्योहारों का समय समय पर सामूहिक आयोजन होगा तो इस परिसर को चार चांद लग जाएंगे. आप अपने क्षेत्र की जनता को भी बुलाकर इन कार्यक्रमों में उनकी भागीदारी करवा सकते हैं. आप अपने अपने प्रांतों की भाषा के कुछ शब्द भी एक दूसरे को सिखाने का प्रयास कर सकते हैं.
The residential complex is designed to be self-sufficient and is equipped with a full range of modern amenities to meet the functional needs of members of parliament. The BJP today accused the Congress of spreading lies and making baseless allegations against the electoral process of the country. Addressing a press conference today in New Delhi, Union Education Minister and senior BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said Congress sometimes questions about transparency in EVMs and sometimes rakes up issues related to the elections in Haryana and Maharashtra. Talking about the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, Mr. Pradhan said this is not happening for the first time as it is a regular exercise of the Election Commission to update the voter list.
एक वैचारिक दिशाहीनता की और दुविधा की समूह कांग्रेस पार्टी और उसकी नेता राहुल गांधी बन चुके हैं. लोकतंत्र में उनकी कोई लोक लाज बची नहीं. अराजकता धीरे धीरे अहंकार के साथ मिलते हुए देश में एक अस्थिरता पैदा करने की एक सोची समझी रणनीति ये है. आप चुनाव जीतोगे तो सारा विषय सही है. आप चुनाव हारोगे ये सारा विषय की अव्यवस्था आपको ध्यान में आती है.
Meanwhile, the opposition MPs today staged a protest march from Parliament House complex to the office of the Election Commission against the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and party leader Rahul Gandhi, NCP SCP Chief Sharad Pawar, SP Chief Akhilesh Yadav, JMM leader Mahua Majhi, TMC MP Derek O'Brien, among others, took part in the protest. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 4 p.m. amidst opposition protest over the special intensive revision issue. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 3 p.m. amidst heated arguments between the Treasury and opposition benches. The Lok Sabha has passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 amidst opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. India has strongly condemned the remarks of Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir on a potential nuclear threat. In a statement, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, has said India has already made it clear that it will not give in to any nuclear blackmail. He said New Delhi will continue to take all steps necessary to safeguard its national security. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced that Australia will formally recognise the state of Palestine at the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in September, marking a significant shift in the nation's foreign policy. This decision aligns Australia with countries like France, Britain and Canada, which have also signalled their intent to recognise Palestinian statehood, aiming to bolster international momentum towards a two-state solution in West Asia. And with that, we end this news bulletin.